Ellie. Have a great day and drive safe, everyone.
Yeah, indeed. Good advice. Dr. Andrew Miller, the president of the AMA here in Western Australia. Robert writes, most of us are out working this afternoon. We don't have the time to protest, especially during weekdays. So people protesting should be filmed, they should be checked to see if they're on welfare, and absolutely, Ollie, they should be named and shamed by everyone. That's the tactic that they would use against anyone with the opposite view to them. So turning the tables on these ferals. Quarter past four, confirmation today that there will be direct flights between Melbourne and Busselton. They take to the air early next year. There's a five-day sale on already with one-way fares from just $89. So would you consider the $120 round trip it is to take the bus from Perth to Busselton Airport, jump onto the Jetstar aircraft and fly to Melbourne that way and bypass the airport here in the CBD? 922-11-882. If you do it, well, perhaps you've found another way to save a few bucks on your air travel. But let's talk about the benefits that it'll bring to our southwest. Bradley Woods is the Australian Hotels Association Chief Executive here in Western Australia. Bradley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Let's hope this is the first of many, many flights that are going to be flying directly into the Margaret River region.
Absolutely. It's fantastic news with the Jetstar Melbourne to Busselton Margaret River Airport service finally happening from March next year. As you said, tickets have gone on sale today, and we're expecting thousands of passengers to fly directly into the southwest region. This has been a significant effort by the state government and the local governments to support the Busselton Margaret River Airport, and it's going to be a boost for local economy and jobs down in the southwest.
Yeah, well, they're predicting, aren't they, 60,000 visitors over the three-year trial, around $40 million injection to the Western Australian economy. They're great figures, Bradley.
They are, Ollie, and of course these visitors are going to be having hire cars. They're going to be staying in hotels and holiday homes. They're going to be eating in local cafes, restaurants, going to pubs and taverns, visiting our wineries, taking experiences on the coast there. And the fact that they can now do this directly is going to be wonderful news and fantastic news, because it will generate new travellers. I think what it will do is it will attract travellers that would otherwise not come over here because they're wanting to go to the southwest. They may not necessarily have to want to go through Perth and then drive down for 3 hours, and this way instead they're going to be able to fly directly into the region, and it's a major outcome that, and full merit to the state government and Paul Papalia and the Premier for pulling this off.
Yeah, it is exciting times, and I assume if this is going to be successful, I presume I should say if it's going to be successful, then that long-awaited upgrade to the airport as well might be forthcoming, Bradley, and there'd be some interest from other airlines and potentially even some international flights that might potentially go directly into the region.
Well, that's the opportunity, Ollie. The state government has spent $43 million towards the development of the airport, and it'll invest another $3.2 million to upgrade the terminal infrastructure to allow Jetstar services to commence in March 2020. Tourism WA is supporting it by promoting the route over on the East Coast, but there is going to be opportunity here to look at some of our other short-haul markets out of Indonesia and Singapore, for instance, and potentially Malaysia, for flights to go directly into Margaret River, and that would be a wonderful opportunity down the track to see that happen.
Could you see, as I mentioned in the intro there, Bradley, that some residents here from Perth and listening to us in the metro this afternoon might also jump on board, take advantage of going to Margaret River, jumping on the aeroplane and go the other way to Melbourne, particularly if they're only $89 one way for the sale that's just started today?
Ollie, you just never know. Look, my grandfather used to drive halfway across town to save a couple of cents on petrol when back in the days when they had different pricing and it wasn't all the same. And some people may do that. They may do the 2.5, 3, or 2 hour drive to the airport to save themselves some dollars on a flight. And look, who knows? But the purpose of these flights isn't to give, you know, people living in Perth cheap flights over to the East Coast. It's designed to bring in business, to create jobs, to have people spend money in the state, and to create that opportunity for tourism and tourism jobs that come from that. And hopefully that's what we'll see the majority of those travellers doing. Of course, there's going to be those people living in the southwest or near the southwest that see it as a good opportunity to fly as well, and good on them.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we look forward to them taking to the air on the 25th of March next year. Bradley Woods, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ollie. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Chief Executive at the Australian Hotels Association here in Western Australia. Would you Would you drive down to Busselton? Maybe you get the bus down to Busselton. I had a look today, about $120 round trip on the bus to take advantage of the $89 one-way fares from Busso to Melbourne. 922 11882. Maybe you've done something a little similar.